This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. The Securities and Exchange Commission has asked a judge to force the former chairman of Enron to turn over certain company documents. Kenneth Lay has not been charged in connection with the Enron scandal. Today's action suggests that he is still very much the subject of investigation. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Several senior Enron officials have been charged in connection with the scandal at the company, but prosecutors so far have been unable to mount a case against the former chairman and chief executive officer of the company. That sometimes led to allegations that Lay has benefited from political connections. Lay has argued that he was largely unaware of the accounting gimmicks used to prop up his company, and federal officials have been trying to ascertain just how much he really knew. Today, the SEC said it was seeking a court order to force Lay to turn over certain unspecified Enron documents now in his possession. It said the documents were generated during his time at the company and are relevant to the current investigation. But the SEC says Lay has refused to surrender them, reportedly because they would violate his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Steve Thiel is a professor at Fordham University Law School.
What he is arguing, apparently, is that by the very act of producing the records, he will be incriminated. The act of producing the records itself is testimony.
If prosecutors can show that Lay had certain documents in his possession, it may be able to refute his claims that he was unaware of what was happening at Enron. By refusing to cooperate, Lay may be trying to drag out the case as long as possible, Thiel says.
It may suggest as much as anything else that the investigation is ongoing and that there may be some substantial delay before there are charges by the SEC or by the criminal authorities.
SEC officials said they couldn't comment any further about the requested court order, and the lawyer defending Lay was unavailable for comment today. Even as the investigation of Lay continues, the case against other company officials is proceeding as well. Former Chief Financial Officer Andrew Fasto faces charges of fraud, money laundering, and obstruction of justice. He will stand trial next April. Meanwhile, former Enron treasurer Ben Gleason Jr. pleaded guilty to conspiracy earlier this month and was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.